You're listening to the Physio School Podcast, your guide to becoming a physiotherapist. All right, everybody, welcome to the first episode of the Physio School Podcast. My name is Anthony Pinto da Costa, and with me on this podcast are my teammates, my brothers, my guys, Mr. Reed Vandervluten and Cash Mahdi. Reed, let's start with you, man. How are things going today?
I've been really good. Got my groceries out of the way. Couldn't have had a better start to the week, put it that way.
I love it, man. I love it. And Cash, what's going on in your world, man?
Everything's good right now so far. So I checked TikTok earlier this morning, and there's a dog that tells you how good your day's going to go. And he said it's a bones day. Bones day means a good day. So today's going to be a good day, according to the forecast.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Thank you. It's a bones day for everybody.
Anyways, guys, so it's been a long time coming for us, you know, much anticipated, long awaited launch of physioschool.ca. You know, for the past year and a half, you know, we've been working collectively on this to put together physioschool.ca and the Physio School Podcast, and, you know, to finally get to a point where we can launch this and, you know, get ready for you guys is super exciting for us. So today on this podcast, you know, we're going to be telling you guys exactly what physioschool.ca is, what we have to offer, you know, how we came up with this idea. We'll tell you guys that whole story, where you guys can find us and learn more about what we have to offer, and then anything else that comes up throughout our discussion today. So, you know, before we jump too far into what physioschool.ca is and what this podcast is going to be all about, we want you guys to, you know a little bit about us before we get into that. So because I'm talking here, I'll start off with some of the brief introductions, and then we'll go around in a circle here. So like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, my name is Anthony Pinto da Costa. I am a registered physiotherapist. I was born in Toronto, Georgetown, Ontario raised. And then after high school, I first started my educational journey at Western University, where I completed my kinesiology degree in 2017. So, you know, there's always going to be a tinge of purple coursing throughout my blood as I live throughout my years. After that, I went to Queen's University, the rival just down the street. And I graduated with my Master of Science in Physical Therapy in 2019. So, you know, not too much of a degree of separation between those two degrees. Right after graduation, went right into the field, and since started working, I've been working in pretty much any area of practice you can imagine. So I'm in the private and public healthcare spheres. I work at a private clinic in Oakville, and then I also work at a few hospitals within the GTA in both acute care and rehabilitation settings. So it's been pretty exhilarating start to the career. Wouldn't trade it for anything. And then last thing about me, if you guys are listening to this right now, maybe you know that back in 2018, so my second year of physio school, I started an Instagram page and YouTube channel called The Canadian Physio Student. And essentially why I started that was because when I was applying to PT school in the past, once upon a time, I was basically lost with the whole process, you know, had no idea how to go about applying, how to make myself a competitive applicant, didn't even know what physio school looked like. Pretty much didn't know anybody who'd been successful throughout the process. So, you know, once I eventually got into PT school, I wanted to, you know, basically fill that void so that, you know, people didn't have to go through the same thing. So I started that, and, you know, it's been great ever since, but we'll get into that a little bit later. I guess I'll pass it off to you, Reed, to, you know, do a little introduction here as well.
Yeah, thank you. So as Anthony mentioned earlier, my name is Reed Vandervluten. I'm also a registered physiotherapist, and as you'll soon find out, my path to being a physiotherapist was pretty similar to Anthony's. I obtained my undergraduate degree, my Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology at Western University as well, exact same timeline as Anthony. Weirdly enough, we didn't really know each other that well until we became roommates, actually, and at Queen's University, where I attended for my physiotherapy degree. Fun fact, physio wasn't always my dream, starting undergrad and even going throughout it. I had the idea of sport medicine going to med school for a long time, as I'm sure a lot of listeners, you know, can kind of relate to. It wasn't until I took cell biology, biochemistry, that I realized that that stuff is not for me and started to transition, and then applied to a bunch of different physio schools. And kind of how Anthony was mentioning earlier as well, like, there's a lot of ambiguity, there's a lot of unknown with regards to that process. And that's why You know, we started this whole thing, and I want to get into that a little bit later as well. A little bit more about myself. So since I graduated from Queens, I have been working in the private practice sector. I'm actually living in Calgary, Alberta. I'm from Ontario originally, but then moved out here after graduation. It's been a whirlwind with the whole pandemic and everything, but it's been a lot of fun to start my career in the past couple of years. And I love to hike. I absolutely love to hike. So that's the fun fact about me. But yeah, I'll pass it off to Cash.
All right. So my name's Cash. I did my undergrad at York University, not as much school pride as these two have. No one really cares when they go to York. They just go to York, get their degree and go. So after York, I actually didn't directly apply to physiotherapy school. I was a little bit older than most of my classmates. So that's where I maybe can give a different perspective than Anthony and Reed here, because I did apply when I was a little bit older. I went to physio school at Queen's University, just like Anthony and Reed, but a few years before them. So I graduated in 2015. Since then, I have worked in a lot of different settings. So initially, I worked in private practice in Toronto, or actually in Whitby, Ontario first. Then I did a stint as a travel physical therapist in the United States. So when I was in the US, I did different settings. So did skilled nursing facilities, I did hospitals, inpatient and outpatient. And then I came back to Canada, did private practice in Toronto at that time. But since then, I've actually changed my role. I'm more of an educator these days. So I'm the co-founder of a prep course company called Physical Therapy Development Institute. And we help prep students for the Canadian National Licensing Exams. So after you finish physiotherapy school, in order to be licensed, you have to take a couple of exams. And that's what my company helps people prep with. So that's what I do these days. I don't practice. I haven't practiced for a couple of years now. 100% focused on that. And I'm happy to join the team at physioschool.ca in order to give you guys more information about the process of entering physiotherapy school and how to deal with physiotherapy school, because that's something that I definitely was hoping would be out there and couldn't find when I was applying. Because once again, I applied a few years out from undergrad, so I didn't really know many people. So I think this was a great project and something that I was really happy to jump on. So that's it on my half. I don't know. I don't really have any fun facts. I just work all the time.
You're a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I love it. And I think, you know, I think I can speak for Reed when I say this. Shout out to Cash for helping us, you know, pass those physiotherapy licensing exams after graduation, for sure. Played a big role. Anyways, guys, let's talk about, let's just get into the whole discussion about physioschool.ca itself. So what is this whole thing? I know we've kind of alluded to it a little bit, but, you know, in a nutshell, it's basically just this initiative that we started to help support prospective physiotherapy students in their journey to receiving successful admissions into physio school in Canada. You know, we all still remember what it's like to get that acceptance letter in the mail. We all know where we were. We all knew what we felt like. It was just an exciting day. And to, you know, put our heads together to be able to do that for a lot of you guys who may be listening right now is something that we're super passionate about. So, you know, like we said, we struggled through the process and we want to make it easier for you guys. And that's what physioschool.ca is all about. And there's a bunch of different branches of things that we offer. But we'll first talk about how we kind of came up with this idea. Okay. So first off, it was definitely, you know, all of us struggling through that process, like I mentioned. And then another thing I think was, you know, going back to the Canadian Physio Student account that I started back in 2018, you know, when I first started it, I didn't really know what to expect. But, you know, it started growing faster than I would have thought it would have. And, you know, essentially my vision to help out prospective and current physio students kind of came to fruition. And it was super cool to see that, right? Started getting messages from people who were noticing the content and saying that, you know, it really helped them out in getting their acceptance letter. And, you know, that was exactly what I wanted to start it for. So seeing that basically live out right in front of me was super cool. And, you know, once I graduated, I knew I still wanted to continue it. Didn't know how I was going to do it. But I knew I wanted to definitely do it in conjunction with practicing as a physio. And one other thing I knew I wanted to do was I wanted to take it a step further. You know, I really wanted to make that impact a lot bigger, but I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that alone. So, you know, I started getting to thinking, I'm like, who can I team up with here? You know, the only person in my head was my roommate throughout physio school, Mr. Reed Vandervooten, right here in front of me. You know, this guy's super passionate about this stuff, somebody that I can trust 100%. So one day, this was just after the pandemic started, a couple months after, you know, we got on a call and pitched the idea to him. And, you know, Reed, I can pass the baton to you and you can kind of tell the people how that conversation went.
Yeah, I still remember sitting on my balcony having the phone call. I think we had agreed on it a few weeks before. We were saying, you know, let's come up with a few different ideas how we could either reach more people with the skill set that we have and start something that would be exciting during this time of, you know, just absolute bizarreness. And then we had pitched a few ideas, and then you pitched this one specifically about helping undergraduate students or students looking to get into physio school, or people even, you know, who have been working different careers to get into physio school. And, you know, immediately I was in. It was kind of, it was great to see how that transition from you creating your Instagram and YouTube page and social media platform with Canadian Physio Student the few years before had transitioned to something that could be, that could reach a lot of people and help a lot of people as well. So there wasn't even like a moment of hesitation. I remember even right after that call, I talked to Andrea. I'm like, we're in on this. Like, we're going to do this. And then we started like really big. I remember we were like, well, let's go X, Y, and Z with our different directions. And, you know, let's make this thing huge and impact the world. And then we started realizing, oh no, we can't do that. So we got it a little bit smaller into the idea that we have it today. And that's where we started to talk to a few different people. And I don't know if you wanted to outline everyone, but Cash was definitely one of those individuals where we took it with our next step to make sure that this idea was going to be legitimate.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, like when, after we talked, you know, like you were saying, we went huge with our ideas. We had all these different things. We were super eager, excited to just get this thing off the ground and running. But I think we both kind of realized, okay, like, you know, from like an online business, online platform standpoint, you know, we didn't really know too much how to go about doing that. So again, collectively, we were both just like, who could we talk about this, right? And Cash was definitely the first guy to come in our mind, because, you know, this is a guy who already, as he mentioned, runs a successful online business. You know, he's someone that we can trust, somebody who helped us a ton, and somebody who's passionate about helping people in this field as well. So, you know, we jumped on a Zoom call with him as well, you know, another Zoom call. That's basically the theme of the pandemic. And, you know, honestly, that call didn't really go as expected. I guess Cash can talk a little bit about that, and we can go from there.
Yeah. So before the Zoom call, Anthony and I first had our own little chat. I don't know if it was audio only, or it must have been audio first and then video. Because I, from what I recall, I said, why don't we jump onto a Zoom call? I got to show you something. Because Anthony was going through this idea, telling me what's in his head. Like they were saying, they had a big idea. I wouldn't call it just big. I would say more of a broad idea. And maybe after our conversation, you thought to maybe niche down a little bit more and specifically cater towards prospective physiotherapy students and how they can get into physiotherapy school, initially at least. So during our conversation, Anthony told me this idea, and I'm like, hold up, wait 1 second. Let me share my screen for you. And I shared my screen, and it was my Google Drive with a bunch of plans for something exactly the same of what they were trying to do. So I had some like Google Docs of ideas and blog posts and domain name registration from, I think it was like 2018. It was a few months right before the Canadian Physio Student launched. So this was an idea I had also sort of rumored over for a few years when I was getting into physiotherapy school. I also had a similar problem where there was a lack of information out there on how to get into physiotherapy school. And also being a couple of years removed, I didn't really have any friends that directly went to physiotherapy school. And also going to York, I should say, you don't make a lot of friends. It's a commuter school. You just go to class, go home. So I didn't make as many friends at York that, as I did at Queen's. So I really didn't have anyone to reach out to get some information on this. So I started thinking about this idea, but I was a PTA at a clinic, and someone who went to physio school and just graduated had talked me out of this idea. So I was planning to make a blog, something similar to what physio school is, but probably not as good as what it turned out to be. Something just my ideas, my journey. That's what my blog idea was. And he's like, oh, I heard a lot of people doing this. And then they sort of gave up on it. It's not worth your time. Just focus on school. So I forgot about that idea. Then a few years later, there was a company that came out called Pre-PT Grind. And they do something similar in the U.S. So they help students in the U.S. get into DPT school, which is a doctor of physical therapy school in the U.S. And when I first saw this, I reached out to one of the founders. His name is Casey Coleman. I'm like, this is an awesome idea. Really great job, guys. You guys are doing something that is really needed out there. So I sent this message out, and actually a couple years later, I ended up, I'm not sure if it's a couple years, a year later, I met Casey at a conference, a physio school conference. And I told him, this is an awesome idea. I messaged you a while ago. He's like, oh yeah, I remember you. So we got to talking. And during that time, after we spoke, he sent a few students who were trying to get into physio school in Canada, because obviously that's not what they do. And I was able to help a few people out. So I was sort of, I had my foot in the door a bit, probably not as much as Anthony did, because Anthony really took that idea and ran with it. So he had the Canadian Physio Student YouTube channel. And that, I feel, really did fill that void. There was a lot of information he provided on there that, had I been a student at that time trying to get into physiotherapy school, that's exactly what I would be looking for, right? So now let's go back to that conversation we had. So after that, I showed him all this stuff, and I showed him that some of these things I had were predating Canadian Physio Student, because I wanted to show, okay, I'm not trying to jack your idea here. So I pitched the idea, what if I can help you guys do the stuff that you guys are asking me about, all the web development stuff, all the other stuff that you guys, the tech stuff that you guys struggle with. And this will be a lot easier to bring both of our visions to fruition, because a group of three can work a lot better and faster. Like, the thing that made me sit on it so long is that I was really busy with the prep courses. This was taking a lot of my time. So it'd be very difficult for me to launch something like that independently. And I already knew Anthony and Reed from before, and I know that both of them are hard workers and they're really smart. So I pitched the idea. I was the one who said, hey, what if I were to join you guys? And I guess they had a discussion about that. And maybe you guys can talk about what went on in that discussion, because I haven't heard this before.
Put on the spot, hey?
Put on the spot. Tell me what happened there.
Anthony, take it away.
You know, I think at first, like, because Reed and I were just like, you know, it's our idea, right? Like, we were like, I think we were going into that call just for some advice, right, on how to get going with it. And it just kind of threw a wrench in the plans. But then once we started talking, we're like, hey, look, you know, like, everything that we mentioned before, it's somebody that we trust, somebody that, you know, is actually passionate about this stuff. We just decided, we're like, you know what, let's just put our three heads together and go for it.
Yeah, and I think it worked out pretty good, because the website Definitely. Turned out really nice. I think the blog articles that you guys wrote, and all the other stuff, the course that you guys made, all that stuff are things that I don't think any one of us could have done as well. Like, it wouldn't have turned out as well as it did had it been, if any of us were missing out of that group. So I think it turned out pretty good, actually.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I think that kind of is the last sort of lead up to where we're at right now, is we all started to combine these different skill sets that we had, whether it be what Cash was just alluding to, you know, his ability with web design and the whole tech side of things. That is way beyond me. Anthony's better at it than I am, but Cash is, you know, that superior figure in this group of three. Anthony has all that experience with social media, amazing connections along the last few years. And then with myself, I felt like I had a lot of experience with regards to applying to multiple schools. I was fortunate enough to get into 4 different programs. I went through all the interview processes with regards to each individual university. So I felt like I had a good ability to provide, you know, meaningful content to it as well. And then that kind of led to that grind phase over the last little while. And then here we are, right?
100%, man. No, and I'm happy to be here. No, so that's good. So that basically, that wraps up, you know, how we kind of came on to this idea. And, you know, now we'll talk a little bit about what we offer. Okay. So what do we offer through physioschool.ca? If you go on our website, what are you going to see? What are some of the things that you can, dive into a little bit. So definitely our two biggest assets I think we have are our courses. We got two courses. One of them is called the PT Application Booster, which I'll talk about a little bit here. And then the other one is the PT Interview Booster, which I'll let Reed talk about a little bit as well. But we'll first start with the PT Application Booster. So essentially what this course is it's a course designed to help you through that pre-interview phase of your physio school applications. Okay, so generally there's two different phases of physio school applications. Not every school has some type of interview, but you know, most of them do. So that's why we kind of split it up into that pre and post phases. So the pre-interview phase is basically honing in on those components of like how to obtain and how to calculate a good GPA, both your cumulative GPA and your sub GPA, which we definitely dive deep into. You know, getting reference letters, things like that, academic versus professional reference letters. How can you go about getting good ones? You know, writing a good personal statement, which is basically just your letter of intent that you send to physio schools when you're applying to multiple programs. Things like crushing the Casper test, right? Which Reed is, you know, definitely very knowledgeable about and definitely takes the reins on that. And then basically how and where you can get some good work and volunteer experience, both non-PT and PT related experience, so that you can eventually create a great application that's going to give you the competitive edge going forward. So it's everything pre-interview, like I said. So within this course, you get a multitude of online video lectures and additional resources that essentially provide you with a roadmap on how to set yourself apart from the competition, right? We won't go into the numbers too much today, but you know, there's essentially when we add up all of the values from all the physio schools in Canada, with regards to how many people apply versus how many people get in, it's pretty much about a 5-10% chance that you get accepted into physio school. And honestly, those numbers are getting lower and lower every year, especially after looking at the numbers from this past application cycle. There were definitely a lot more people that applied. So that's why our whole goal is to basically make you stand out of all those people so that you can get that acceptance letter. So by the end of the course, you're going to develop a thorough understanding of the physio school application process that, again, like I said, is ultimately going to give you the competitive edge. So if you're somebody who is in pursuit of PT school, this course is definitely for you. And honestly, we would recommend, you know, if you're in that sweet spot between year two and year three of undergrad, this course is definitely for you because it can help you plan for the future. And I think what any physio school applicant would say, anybody who's gotten into physio school would say, is ultimately one of the most important things you can do is planning well ahead, planning in advance, so that by the time you get to applications, you're going to be stone cold for that whole admission process. But yeah, that's a PT application booster. And now I'll let Reed talk about the PT interview booster.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to emphasize part of the PT application booster, or a large part of it, is really getting to understand the physiotherapy profession, which is essential come interview time, which is the main part of obviously our PT interview booster course. It's designed for those who are preparing for their physiotherapy school interviews. There's a number of schools across the country in Canada that do interviews, so it's important to be prepared for them. And when I think about them, I always go back to my time preparing for these, whether it be at the social sciences building on Western's campus or Thames Hall. And I remember looking at these practice questions being thrown around for whether it be the MMI or the CAP or Kira Town, whatever it was that I was preparing for. And I was reading about, you know, what is your opinion on this malpractice situation? I'm like, what do you mean? I have no idea about any of this. And so I ended up just preparing for the interviews like I would for a job at a local grocery store, just answering questions with either whether it be friends or Andrea, my girlfriend at that time, and just trying to figure out any way I can to prepare. And there wasn't any resources out there for that as well. And that's what I really hope this PT interview booster course is for you, is a really solid resource for you to be able to come to, take the course. We have a lot of modules about the specific interviews, whether it be the CAP at U of T, the Kira Talent at McMaster, or the MMI across multiple schools across the country as well. There's video lectures. There are a ton of practice tests that are aimed specifically for each of these different interviews as well. And then there's also modules about how to answer different styles of questions. And this is where I hope that we can make the biggest impact on your interview preparation. Because like I said, it is not like preparing for your interview at the grocery store like what I went through. There's a lot of questions about ethical decision-making, conflict resolution, critical thinking. And having a good understanding of that heading into interviews will make those days that are filled with nerves and anxiety just that much smoother for you. And then just to add into the course as well, I love to do Facebook Lives with you guys when you do join the course. I think it's really valuable getting real-time individual feedback. So I hope to offer that for you as well. And if you have any questions, obviously I'm at your disposal once you're involved. So that's pretty much the interview booster in a nutshell. It usually takes place a few months in advance of your interviews. So once you get that letter inviting you to the interview, definitely check this course out. Come see what it's all about. I'm happy to answer questions. And then I will help you prepare right up until your actual day of the interview. And then, of course, you know, I'll pump you up. I'll be your personal cheerleader. I've given, you know, motivational speeches in the past. That's what I'll do for you the day before, night before, whatever you need. But that would be the interview booster in a nutshell.
Oh, beautiful. I love it. Great overview. And I think, you know, thanks for mentioning the Facebook Live component. I forgot to mention that, you know, that's offered in both of our courses so that you guys, you know, get a little bit more interaction with us and we can answer, you know, any questions for you guys, do some Q&As, because, you know, sometimes you can't answer every single question that comes within a course. You know, material that you guys go over is going to be get more questions, and those questions are going to be get even more questions. So, you know, that's what we're here to do to kind of help support you. And then one other thing I just wanted to mention. So, you know, over the past year, we've kind of been working on this behind the scenes, and we've actually had people go through our courses, and we've had a bunch of success stories just this past application cycle. So the 2021 application cycle. And we had a bunch of people get those acceptance letters to multiple schools. You guys can see that on our website. If you wanted to check out those course website pages, you'll see some of the things that people had to write about the course, about us, and you know, their whole experience. So definitely recommend checking that out. And yeah, now I guess last couple things here we'll wrap up with. Cash will talk about, you know, kind of what's on the website when you guys visit our website, and then essentially what you guys can expect from this podcast going forward. So I'll pass the baton to you there, Cash.
Yeah, I don't know how to follow Reed there with all that energy and Mr. Motivational Speaker. I'll try, but I won't have as much energy and passion as he did, I guess. So I'll try to talk a little bit about the website. So the website is something, like Anthony has been saying, that we've been working on for the past year. I've been doing more of the tech side of things, more of the design. And some of the things that we've put onto the website are articles. I think that is a great resource for any future physio. These are available free for everybody. So you can browse the site, look at the articles. We have articles on the admission process, advice on admission, advice on applications, advice on interview, giving information about those processes. We also have recordings of our podcasts on the website. So if you go on the website, you can go under podcasts and listen to any of the episodes that we have available. There will be show notes available as well. In addition, all the articles that we have on our website will also have an audio file that will read the blog for you. So if you're feeling a little bit lazy, don't feel like reading, or if you're a multitasker and you want to do other things while you are getting that information, you can have a Google Speech audio read out the blog for you. So that's a cool little feature that we've added onto the site. Like I said, the site is filled with tons of free information. So I think that's a great starting point in your physiotherapy school journey. You can head over to the site at physioschool.ca. Click, I believe it's start here. There's a button that says start here that can sort of navigate you through the journey. So whether you're a high school student, if you're an undergrad student, or you're a mature student looking to get into physiotherapy, it will sort of navigate you into what articles would be most relevant for you and what you want to read about or learn about. So I guess that's the gist of the website. There's probably some more things that I'm forgetting, but just hop on the website. You can navigate. It's pretty easy to find everything.
Perfect. Yeah. No, it's a nice website too. Cash did a killer job on it. So no, definitely you. Check it out, guys. Okay. Yeah. Last couple things. So, we have a partner who's actually sponsoring our podcast. They go by the name of KenHub, K-E-N-H-U-B, KenHub. And essentially what they are is they're an online platform that helps you learn all about anatomy, basically gets you as proficient as possible with your anatomical knowledge. And, you know, we know a lot of you guys who are listening right now eventually want to get into the field of physiotherapy. And, you know, I think the two guys here can attest to it for sure. You know, as physios, we use anatomy every single day. It's our bread and butter as physiotherapists. So it's definitely something you're going to want to become proficient in. So if you guys wanted to check out their premium membership that includes a bunch of online video lectures, articles, atlas images, just a bunch of things that can help you learn anatomy very effectively. Check the link in our show notes for 10% off that premium membership, and then you guys can start learning anatomy today. And then, last thing here. So if you guys want to find us, we're pretty much on every single social media platform. So obviously starting with our website, physioschool.ca. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn. We're going to be starting a TikTok as well, and we're even on Pinterest as well. So, you know, we're pretty much all across all social media platforms. And if you guys want to find us, you can check us out there. Before we end off, any last words here, boys?
I don't think so. I had a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to more of these guys.
Yep. Ditto. Same thing.
Ditto. Perfect.
Love it. Okay. All right, guys. So that was the inaugural episode of the Physio School podcast. You know, we're really excited to get this thing going, and we hope you guys can come along with us along this journey. We'll see you guys at the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Physio School podcast. If you want to hear more from us, consider subscribing so that you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you wrote us a review so that we can continue to give you our very best. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.